And welcome into our audio cast for Monday, June 23rd, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by Light Plane Maintenance, practical maintenance advice for owners and pilots. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio, and today we have Mary Lou Gallagher on the line, the owner and president of Beyond and Above Flight Attendant Training. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
That sounds like a song for some reason.
Yes, it does.
All right. So you guys are pretty new. You're opening up, what, down in Florida?
We just opened a new training center, but I've been in business for 8 years.
Okay, so you've been doing more private training, I guess?
Well, what we do is we've done the corporate training for 8 years, but we used other facilities. But now we have our own facility, and we have our own corporate jet to train on.
So, Mary Lou, let's find out a little bit about you. So you have a background as a flight attendant?
I have been in the industry on and off my entire adult life. I flew for American Airlines, and then I flew for Pan American Airlines. And the reason I went from American to Pan Am is because Pan Am was flying overseas, and American at that time was not. And then I got married. I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years, and then I went back to Pan American. I was hired to do PR work and go to China and be the liaison between the Chinese and the Pan Am and Pan American. And so then after that, they opened up their training facility, and I went back and trained again in 1985 and stayed with them until their demise in 91. And after 91, I then flew for a number of smaller airlines, and then I did the Hajj for 5 years with Connie Coletta with American International Airways. I was in-flight director for Panagra, and then I flew for Bombardier Flexjet. That's how I got my corporate experience.
Well, who might be interested in your school? Young men and women are pursuing
definitely
this.
Definitely men and women. Everybody is in. Everybody wants to secretly be a flight attendant. And this position is open for everybody because it's different than going into the commercial airlines. With corporate, people are looking for people that are no confidentiality, and they can rely on them and for safety and security.
Mm-hmm. So you're mainly training for the private corporate side then?
Yes.
And what kind of opportunities are out there?
The job market is growing about 200% as we speak.
Goodness.
And it's for several reasons. One is that time is money. So people do not have time to stand in line to go through security and fly on commercial flights. And also, because of the way commercial is going, with them cutting back on all their flights, everybody is now buying their own aircraft.
So tell me about the school. How long does it take? Is it like...
The school is 5 days long, and we cover everything. We cover CPR, AED, which is a defibrillator, self-defense, emergency procedures, and with our emergency procedures, they do land evacuation, and they also do water ditching. We have our own raft, a Winslow raft, so they go in, and they do a number of procedures, getting into the raft, pulling somebody in that's injured, and various things, and then they do scenarios on an aircraft, such as if there's a fire in the galley or a fire outside or, you know, water ditching, and they go through all those procedures. We also teach business protocol and corporate etiquette, and then they go to the Fort Lauderdale Culinary Institute for 4 hours of elaborate garnishing so that they can make a 5-star presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And they really don't do a lot of cooking on board, but it's really all in the presentation.
Do they have to have any pre-qualifications at all? Like, do you need some college or high school diploma, that kind of thing?
No. They really don't need to have any pre-qualifications because we go through everything with them. We show them how to write the resume. We go through interview questions, a day in life of a flight attendant, and we cover everything that is to be covered, and we also give them the nuances of becoming a professional flight attendant and being just a little cut above the norm that is out there, because if you can go anywhere with your training, but if you don't know where to go with your training, it's impossible to get a job. So we also help them get jobs. We give them names and phone numbers and emails addresses of the major corporations and, you know, people that I know in the industry that like my flight attendants. And so we open the doors that need to be opened so that they can get jobs.
So you're carrying a certificate from your school, carry some weight then?
It does, yes.
Now, as far as reminding the young people coming up to keep their personal life in order, is it pretty common for background checks now?
Well, we don't do background checks. It depends on the corporations that are hiring them.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the common misconceptions as far as the joys and maybe some of the less glamorous side to working as a flight attendant?
In corporate, it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're working on magnificent planes. The environment is absolutely beautiful. The people are very laid back and unpretentious, and they couldn't be nicer. You stay in five-star hotels, and when you're in your hotel, you're still making the minimum $350 a day, even if you're flying or not. And the downside is that you have to maintain the plane because you are the only person that's allowed on there to clean it. So you are responsible for making sure that the tray tables are clean and then the bathrooms are clean. So there really are very few negatives in this position, because how can you complain about making $350 to $500 a day and staying in five-star hotels and being with wonderful people?
It works for me. If I could go back a few years, is there an age that's too old to pursue that?
Well, it's anywhere from 20 to 75.
Okay, that's pretty wide open there.
It really is. There is a place for everybody in private aviation.
Now, I see that you work with flycontract.com. Now, most of these positions, are they on a contract basis?
I suggest that the flight attendants work contract for at least 6 months to see how they like it. And then just to be careful if they're offered a permanent position, because sometimes people will offer you a permanent position. You might not make as much money as you do in contract, and also they want you to be on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Sure.
So, I mean, there are some really good jobs out there, but you have to be really careful.
On a contract basis, you have more control of your schedule.
We have total control of your schedule.
Well, tell us about how much does it cost to go through your school?
It's $3,650, and that includes your hotel and all your certificates. And the certificates means that you are in compliance with 91, 125, and 135. We have a lot of meals that go along with our training, because we have New Horizons. Susan comes in and brings lunch for them and also gives a presentation on what to expect, and she brings the packaging with her, and so that's very informative to the flight attendants. And also it teaches them how to order properly. And then Robert Coleman comes in and we do a wine presentation. And so there are a number of meals that we do provide. And then we have one day where we order all the food in bulk, and we have them make their own presentations, and we see how they do with that.
What's your success rate like?
If they follow our guidelines, the success rate is 100%, and their feet will probably never touch the ground.
Wow.
If they sit at home with their remote and just send out a few resumes and email resumes and they don't follow through and send hard copies, then their chances of getting a job are minimal.
Sure.
But it's hard work getting your name out there, visiting FBOs and sending your resumes and following through. I mean, you have to be very myopic in securing a position with several companies.
Now, do you have a website?
I have. It's www.beyondandabove.net, and it's all written out, even the end. I also have an online recurrent training program, and the reason I have that is that the FAA says that you only have to do hands-on every 2 years. So the off-year, people in corporate are very lax about their training. And so the off year, they can go and have a refresher course online, which is quite good, and it's been sanctioned by several of my friends at the FAA. They said it's a very complete course. And I have these friends only because I was done. I was on the ARC committee, Aviation Rulemaking Committee, for 2 years. And so I had to go to Washington about every couple months for 3 or 4 days and work on the committee for the training committee. So that's why I know all the major ins and outs of what's going on in corporate. And unfortunately, what we're trying to do is raise the bar as far as the emergency training is concerned, because just because you look like a flight attendant on a private aircraft doesn't mean you are a trained corporate flight attendant or a trained flight attendant. And this is a major concern to all of us in the industry.
Sure.
So,
all right. So
we'd like to, you know, if we can bring it to the forefront for these people that are owners of these aircraft, and you know, and make sure that they ask questions. I mean, is this a flight attendant, or is this just somebody that, you know, you've taken from a restaurant or whatever?
A cocktail waitress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that they can't do service, but if you're in an emergency, they can't touch any emergency equipment.
Right.
And so that becomes an issue with both the company and the FAA.
Mary's website, once again, is www.beyondandabove.net. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Light Plane Maintenance. You can learn more or subscribe at lightplane-maintenance.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.